Victor, it was only a few years ago that you were a rookie and you understood what cut down day meant. I mean, a bunch of your teammates just went through one today. What is that like? Can you sympathize with them?
It's sad, man, because you build these relationships with guys and you build these friendships with guys, and you know, the reality is some of them have to go, and some of them do go, and then you understand it's part of the business and you get that point, but it's still sad to see some of your friends that you've built these relationships with and friendships with go to the wayside like that. But you understand it's a business, and you just hope that those guys get jobs elsewhere and continue to play this game that they love.
I won't ask you about specific players or names, mm-hmm. but do players in the locker room amongst themselves talk about it, or is it kind of like with a no-hitter in baseball, everybody's silent, shuts up, and doesn't mention it?
We kind of don't say anything. I mean, it's already understood. It's already, you know, you can see it in everyone's faces and things like that, but we don't really say much. We don't say anything about it. We just, if we happen to see one of those guys in the hallway, we just shake their hand, give them a hug, and tell them, you know, best of luck the rest of the way, things like that. But we don't like to dwell on things like that because it's such a sad day for all of us.
Victor, what does the offense need to get out of this last preseason game?
Just more continuity. Just continue to build on some of the things that we did last week and be able to kind of, you know, put things together more. Build off that last drive that we had in the second quarter and the two-minute drill and build off that a little bit. So hopefully we can get that done and we'll look a little bit more fluid. And we felt a little bit better out here today during the practice this week, so we'll see how it goes. I think it's about the same. It's about the same because, you know, we got one more to go and then it's for real, you know, the next time we suit up. So it's about the same. It's kind of up there. It's getting a little high. But we understand that, you know, we got to look at what we got on Thursday and be able to do some good things on the field that day and be able to, you know, get things better offensively, kind of build more of a continuity, like I said, and see where it goes. And then we can prepare for week one.
Are you guys getting to the point where you're reacting more than thinking, or do you start to think through it awful lot yet?
I think we're hitting that phase where we're reacting a little bit more. I think, you know, the playbook is starting to feel a little bit more second nature to myself and some of the other receivers, and you can see kind of it kind of unfolding a little bit, and we're just reacting out there now as opposed to doing a lot of thinking, and it's really good for us.
There's a lot of focus on the passing game, but when you look at the running game this year compared to past couple of years, do you see a big improvement there that can affect the offense?
I do. I think we got some really good different style of backs that we had with Rashad Jennings and Andre, and I think it provides a difference of what we've had in the past. And we've had some great running backs here in the past, and I think it adds a little bit different element. Rashad brings a nice little shifty kind of big hitter kind of element to us, and it's good to see and it's good to have on our team. And I think that's going to be, you know, one of our strong points is, you know, everybody talks about the passing game and down the field, but I think that to have the ability to be balanced in both is definitely going to be key for us and be good for our team.
When you look at coming up last season, this preseason, you know, there's not a lot of expectations on this team. But when you look at the team, do you feel uncertainty or do you feel confidence or something different?
No, I just feel confident. I feel confident in all the guys that we have out here. I feel like if we play on the same page, if we play on the same accord, offensively and defensively, we can do some special things this year. And I believe that, but we got to do it one day at a time, one game at a time, one practice at a time in order to achieve those short-term and long-term goals.
And by special things, are you talking about being a contender or, you know, proving as you go along? What's this team capable of?
I mean, our overall goal each and every year is to win a championship. I mean, you know, I don't think any team goes into any season thinking that they just want to make the playoffs or they just want to be 8-8 or they just, you know, they want to go and make the playoffs and potentially win the championship, and that's our goal. And I think that's something that we can obtain if everybody's on the same page and we get this thing going the way we know how to.
When a team is putting in a very different offense, is reality that you're going to be building on that throughout the season? As much as you want fast results, that it's still a building process?
I think so. I think once we get a full game, we have yet to get four quarters of football under a new offense under our belt. But when that happens and we start to feel that continuity and feel, you know, what it feels like to be in this offense for full four quarters and certain adjustments we make throughout the game and try to see how that goes, we'll get a better feel for it and see how it goes from week in to week out. And we'll take it from there. So it's too early to tell, but once we get a full game under our belt to see what happens, then we can take it from there.
How How have you guys reacted to criticism of the offense and maybe to some people who have that off?
We don't even listen to it. We know what we have in our room. We know the ability that we have. We know what's right and what's wrong, the things that are happening within our offense, and we approach it that way. We don't listen to, you know, TV and things that the outside people say. We just take care of business on what we have to do on the inside.
Victor, you said you know what you have in the room, but as far as the offense itself, there's a lot of new pieces. You know what I mean? I mean, no one quite knows. You know, the offensive line has a lot of new pieces. There was, you know, Odell hasn't really been out there. The running backs are new. So there's a lot of newness, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Every year is different. Every year adds new faces and new features, and in this case, a new offense. So it's definitely a learning curve that has to come with that. But, you know, we're all professionals, and we have to adapt, and we have to understand exactly what we have to do in order to adapt to this new era in Coach McAdoo offensively, and these new faces have to kind of buy into it and be able to continue to mold along the way. And it's tough. It's not easy, but we gotta, you know, guys like myself and guys that have been around have to understand that and kind of pull these guys along.
Has there ever been one time, you know, when it's been struggle where you've kind of thought, why don't we just go back to the old stuff? You know what I mean? Or I wish we had the old stuff back. This is
not one time. I mean, it's just always been a challenge for me, and getting this new offense down. And every day is a challenge, not like a challenge. And I think our receivers and offensively, we like a challenge. And mistakes are going to happen. There's going to be ups and downs when you're learning something new. That's with any job. And I think we've had those ups and up and down days. But no one's, you know, giving up, or no one's feeling distraught or doesn't feel confident about what this offense can do.
Can this offense take advantage of the deep passing game skills that you and Eli have shown in the past, or has that kind of been by the wayside with possession?
Absolutely. I think it's a good mixture of both. I think it's a good mixture of having those intermediate passes that can, you know, if you catch the ball in space, you can make the big play happen, and certain plays that are just dialed up as just, you know, go deep and get the ball in stride and make things happen. So it's a good mixture of both, and I think it serves us well. Intermediately, we have guys that can run those routes, and we have guys that can run the deep route as well, so it'll be good.
Victor, as you said, there's probably 32 teams right now who are competing for the Super Bowl. What makes your optimism different than others?
Because I, you know, having been there and having been fortunate enough to win a Super Bowl, I know what type of energy, what type of camaraderie it takes to get there. And I think this team is almost there. I think we're a very close bunch. I mean, we spent a ton of time off the field as well, which is rather new than in years past. Or having guys that spend time together off the field and spend time together with each other's families and things like that hasn't been the norm around here for a while now. And I think it's just such a tight bunch that once we get things down on the field and build that continuity and build that family atmosphere more than what it already is, I think we'll be a tough team to stop, and it should be fun to watch.
Did that happen naturally, or was somebody trying to spearhead?
It just happened naturally, to be honest. It just happened. Guys started to click, and we started to hang out, and started to increase from there. And you can see it in the locker room. Nobody's, you know, in their own sections. Everybody's, you know, mingling together, talking, whatever the case may be. And I've noticed it, and it's been fun to watch.
Is there like an element of curiosity? What is this offense going to be when we're out there for the 4 quarters? I mean, is there a question or an excitement, I guess?
Definitely an excitement. I mean, I'm excited to go out. You know, every game that I've come out in the preseason, I've still been itching to get back in the game and to stay there and to, you know, finish the game up. But I understand it's preseason. I understand, you know, what goes on during this time. You know, but there's definitely a level of excitement to kind of get 4 quarters under our belt and to be able to go out there and put our best foot forward for an entire game and really see what happens.
Victor, as a guy who once defied expectations of you personally, have you and Corey Washington had any kind of even very brief conversation about that?
Ironically, no. It's funny because when he first got here, he was, you know, he came here a little late. I think it was a couple days in, and he was feeling a little distraught because he hadn't learned the offense yet, so Coach wasn't putting him in, so he had to really learn before Coach was confident enough to put him in practice. And he came up to me after practice one day, and he goes, "Man, how'd you prove to Coach that you can play even though you weren't getting a lot of reps and things like that?" And I was like, "You just got to stay the course. Understand, you know, stay in your book, get this offense down, and once Coach starts to ask you questions in the meeting room, you'll be able to gain his confidence, and he'll put you in, and he'll, you know, put you in there and see what you can do." And he took that advice. He was quiet. He understood what he had to do. He started to learn. And as you can see, the rest is taken, you know, he's grabbed the bull by the horn, so to speak, and he's really done a great job.
So he's done what you suggested?
Yeah.
And when you said coach, much. Do you mean McAdoo?
It was our position coach, okay. Sean Ryan, okay. And then obviously that resonated. Him doing well resonated with everyone else.
Is Thursday night a game to get through physically, or do you want more out of it than that as an offense?
Obviously, we want more out of it than just get through physically. I feel like we, like I said before, want to build on what we did last week and kind of continue that kind of continuity and be able to, you know, get a drive going and sustain a drive, build on these first downs and continue to go forward and get ourselves in the territory to score and get in the green zone. Because that's what we got to do. That's what we got to thrive on is getting to the green zone and completing and finishing drives with 2 points. And I think that's the biggest key for us right now.